Making Sense of It. When Sarmi asked Tarek, "Did you enjoy Egypt?" he was actually saying, "Did Egypt please you?"
مصر عجبتك.
Egypt is the subject of the verb to please, and you is the ak on the end. Tarek answers Sami's question by saying, "I enjoyed it a lot," or more literally, "It pleased me a lot." Listen now for ni on the end of the verb meaning me.
عجبتني كثير.
Let's also look at the phrase used in the conversation for email address. This means address by email.
عنوان بالإيميل.
So, if you want to say your email address, my email address, and so on, you need to add the appropriate ending to the first part, which means address. The second part, meaning by email, remains unchanged.
عنوانك بالإيميل. عنوانك بالإيميل. عنواني بالإيميل.
And if you don't add by email, you'd be referring to your postal address.
عنواني 7 شارع النيل في الزمالك.
Getting to grips with the grammar. As this is the final conversation, we're going to have a quick review of some of the main grammar points you've covered in Teach Yourself Arabic Conversation. It should all be making much more sense now you've heard Arabic in action in different contexts. Firstly, you've learned that all nouns are either masculine or feminine, and that most feminine nouns end with a. So, hotel, street, and souk are all masculine.
فندق شارع سوق.
Coffee, holiday, and ticket are feminine.
قهوة إجازة تذكرة.
You've also learned that il means the. For example, the hotel.
الفندق.
The holiday.
الإجازة.
And that adjectives come after nouns in Arabic. So, a happy holiday is
إجازة سعيدة.
You've learned how to say I, he, and she.
أنا, هو, هي.
And the three different ways of saying you to a male, to a female, and to more than one person.
أنت, أنتي, أنتم.
We've also seen how am, is, and are don't usually appear in Arabic sentences. So, I am Egyptian is simply
أنا مصري.
And is Farouz in the house?
فيروز. Filbit.
But you've also learnt some useful basic verbs. And know that a verb referring to I starts with a. We starts with n. And you with t. For example, I like fish.
أحب السمك.
We're going to the market.
نروح السوق.
You can visit Al-Azhar.
ممكن تزور الأزهر.
And we've seen how you can add the following to make a verb future.
ح.
And how you can make a verb negative by adding the following.
ما.
For example, we're going to take a boat tomorrow.
حناخد مركب بكرة.
I don't like boats.
ما أحب المراكب.
You met many examples of the Arabic endings that you can add to words to mean my, your, our, and so on. So, my name is Sarmi is?
اسمي سامي.
And what's your name, said to a man, and then a woman is?
اسمك إيه. اسمك إيه.
Our house is in Cairo is...
بيتنا في القاهرة.
These same endings appear on the end of the phrase meaning I have, you have, and so on. So, I have your email address is...
عندي عنوانك بالإيميل.
And we have a daughter whose name is Layla is...
عندنا بنت اسمها ليلى.
These basic principles and the other points covered in this program will help you to appreciate the building blocks of Arabic and to manipulate phrases to suit your circumstances. This is a big advantage over simply learning a few sentences parrot fashion without really understanding how they're constructed. Now, before you have a go at playing the part in conversation 10, replay the complete conversation again and look out for some of the points in action.